And time now, of course, to catch up with Jeff from Acela Wines. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning to all your listeners.
And what's happening in the wonderful world? Well, I played an appropriate song for you.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, nice and fresh out here, Peter. We've had a couple of nice little rainfalls over the last week and freshening things up a bit. Of course, they're still very dry. Very fortunately, our friends in the interior got some very nice rain. I heard from some of my friends that they got as much as 40 mil down around the Riverina area, and some got even more. Enough to put a little bit of water in the house tanks and a few things, Peter, but not enough really to take care of the feed situation, of course. You know, we talked about this before. Once grass goes, I mean down to the soil basically, it needs a lot of rain before the roots will risk their reserve by poking their head up above the soil. So yep, you need yep. rain, and then you need follow-up, and then the thinks, well, maybe I'll have an opportunity to grow seed and procreate before I die again. So it takes a lot of consistent effort. So rain doesn't break a drought, Peter, unfortunately. It gives hope, but it needs a lot of follow-up.
Yeah, well, I was looking at the weather forecast, and I'll tell you what, it's not that good, is it?
No, it's and it's been very windy here as well the last week or so. The worst was about it, maybe 8 days, 9 days ago, we had huge windstorms here. But every day it's been a little bit breezy, not so much. Of course, we've got a very beautiful protected area outside.
It's lovely, mate. It really is very nice.
And I've got to take a photograph. I have to take a photograph and send you, Peter. The silk tree is in full bloom.
Oh, yeah, we've got to have that.
Absolutely beautiful. It is gorgeous. People just come and they just stare at it. So it's a wonderful time of the year to visit. And, of course, we like to have visitors here, and we invite everybody to come. It's a great, great time of the year.
And the silk tree, you know, thank God you're not a profiteer. Otherwise, you'd be standing there saying, that's an extra $5.
Exactly, just the silk tree. Yeah, forget that old Elizabeth Taylor movie, Montgomery Clift, about the tree in the Everglades down in southern, eastern United States. I forget what the name of that movie was, but it was about this magnificent tree that was almost mythical. And he finally found it. But anyway, that's kind of like the silk tree is, Peter.
Yeah, when it blooms, it looks lovely. When it doesn't, it looks very sad.
It does, actually. It's you know, and I guess that's the cycle of trees that aren't evergreen. You know, when they lose their leaves, they're a stark-looking collection of firewood sticks, basically.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
So, anyway, Peter, that's that's what's happening there, and we're looking forward to another great weekend. We've had some very nice people through here over the last couple of weeks. It's coming on Christmas. We're in the middle of, and of course, as you know, I've had a little bit of a back issue because I've been helping. We've been shipping hundreds of cases of wine because we're getting near Christmas. We've been doing our seasonal pack. And this year, our friends of Acela and our organic partners, Peter, they got 32.5% to 45% off the cellar door price on their Christmas wine.
Oh, so, isn't that brilliant?
Just as a reward to our loyal friends who buy our wine on a regular basis. So, and I've been out there helping, Peter, and there's so much wine there and so little space. I picked up a case of wine and I twisted around, then I leaned over this other case and went to put it down and boop, you know.
Oops, yeah, well, you know, you've got to watch that.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't too good. But anyway, we have a couple of things to talk about today, Peter. Some of them, you know, we can think is a little bit humorous, but not for people, of course, that suffer from it like I do. And most Australians that are fair-skinned, of course, have skin cancer issues. Then one of the interesting articles that was published just the other day, but says that some of the most deadly skin cancers may start in stem cells that lend color to your hair, and they originate in the hair, they originate in the hair follicles and not in the skin layers. So there you are. You your hair follicles are doing you, and bald guys must be okay, Peter.
Well, I'm not sure about that. one thing I do notice, though, and I'm glad you raised it, people that have red hair and freckles seem to be more susceptible to that rather than people with blonde hair. You know, I had a neighbor next door, and unfortunately cancer got him.
Yeah, it's it is an issue for fair-skinned people. There's no question about it. And, of course, you know, the further population went north, you know, and talking about Scandinavia type latitudes now, of course, the fairer they became because the sun's not that, they need to absorb vitamin D and, you know, and so you go fairer and fairer and fairer so you can get your vitamin D from the sun if you live at the around the equator, of course. Dark skin helps protect you from the sun, so that's always been a case. So interesting, the article never mentioned the eyelash mites. You know, I don't know if your listeners are aware, but humans have mites that live in their eyebrows and their eyelashes very frequently. And if you don't use a face cleanser, you know, on a regular basis for your eyelashes,
they stay there.
They live there. And interestingly, this article never mentioned the eyelash mites at all. And it actually, Peter, when I was reading this, and I actually did a search of the article to see if the eyelash mites was there, I was reminded of one of the funniest things I ever saw on TV. It was a Benny Hill show. And I don't know if you ever saw this skit, but Benny Hill was a captain on a cruise ship. And he had this sweet young thing with him on the rails of the boat, and they were sailing across the equator. And he was showing the this sweet young girl through the telescope. And what he did is he pulled out a hair follicle, you know, and he licked a glass and he put it right across the middle of the glass. And he gave the telescope to the young girl and he said, "If you look out there, see, you can actually see the equator." And she said, "Oh, yes, look, I see it. And there's a camel walking across it." I never forgot that. That was a line in a Benny Hill show. And when I was reading this and thinking about the eyelash mites, you know,
it came to mind.
Yeah, it just popped into my mind. It must be 30 years ago I saw that skit, and it was a very funny skit, you know. And you know how Benny Hill looks when something happens.
Yeah, mate, he was a great showman, and sadly missed, of course.
He is, yes, and he did. He had a great show. The people, you know, and he was always, you know, humble, and you know the butt of many of the skits and jokes that occurred on his show.
Well, he got the ratings, mate, and I think that's what he was after.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, a few other things, Peter, just a little sort of information about the degeneration of society and human health, unfortunately. Published just last week from the UK, cancer research in the UK published this one. Cancer deaths are up 50% in the last, liver cancer deaths are up 50% in the last decade.
Heavens.
And it's getting worse because diagnosis is up 60%. So it's going to get worse and worse. And the two major factors for it, they have said, are smoking and obesity.
Right.
So, you know, we're killing ourselves off. I'm not sure we're going to worry about the population control situation. All we got to do is, you know, make sure everybody has enough to eat and they kill themselves off, Peter.
It's looking that way. And even walking down the street, you can see there are so many people that they're more than overweight. They're obese and they don't seem to care.
No. Well, it's a drain on the medical system, obviously, and But yeah, it's, people are slow to react. Sometimes there's a medical issue, but mostly it's a pushing a chair back from the table issue, or the type of food that you eat. And I see people in supermarkets at the time with a trolley, and there's, half a dozen of these massive bottles of Coca-Cola. They must be a liter and a half each or something, these big bottles, and they're in there, and like one of those is probably your recommended calorie intake for 3 days.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I know it's fairly high.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, and one other thing, Peter, which I thought was very interesting, because we've discussed about immunization programs previously. This came out of a Harvard Medical School, and they have now found that measles, childhood measles, wipes out up to 50% of your ability or the child's ability to fight off other diseases.
Good grief.
Just read you the, it compromises the child's immune system. I'll just read exactly what it says so we don't get this messed up. The researchers show that the measles virus wipes out 11 to 73% of the different antibodies that protect against viral and bacterial strains a person was previously immune to. Anything from influenza, herpes, bacteria that cause pneumonias and skin infections.
Good grief.
So it is very important to immunize your child. You may think that you're doing your child a service by not allowing them to be immunized for measles, but you may actually be putting them at risk of serious illness or death from other serious diseases.
That's right, and infecting other people around them.
That's exactly right. There were no immunization when I grew up, Peter. And of course, parents, if one child got the measles, they threw all the kids in together, so they all get it at the same time. I was the youngest of the
Sounds like
family.
some of my stews.
Exactly. I was the youngest of the family, and I never got thrown into the mix, so I didn't get most of those childhood diseases. I got chicken pox when I was well in my 30s coaching my son's baseball team.
Oh, grief.
And yeah, he had seven spots on his body, Peter. I had 10 per square inch.
Well, you are a glutton.
Exactly. Yeah, it is not a type of thing that you want to get when you're not a child, Peter, when you're an adult.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate,
So
I
anyway,
was
so
going to.
that was interesting because we talked about it, and some parents say, "Oh no, I don't believe in immunization." But look, you have that freedom only because most children are immunized,
That's right.
and therefore the chances of your child getting some serious illnesses is severely reduced because of other parents immunizing their children. So, but here's a case, where if you don't immunize and your child gets the disease, you've done your child a very serious disservice.
Definitely, definitely. And well, I was going to say it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Now, people need to get those Christmas orders in, don't they?
They do, Peter. We got an advisory from Fastway Courier. As you know, we send our wine out by Fastway. Usually it comes overnight to Newcastle or Sydney, and usually second or third day to other major cities. Even usually takes like 4 days to get to Perth. But we got an advisory that their parcels more than doubled last week. Expect they're going to be tripled this week. So we're going to be out to, we shipped a, we support the Nature Conservation and Council of Australia, and they always use our wines at all their events and everything else.
Oh,
And
nice.
we donate some wines for them to give to directors and a few other things. They pay for their wines, Peter. We give them a very good price, but we've had a long relationship with them, and we shipped some wines for their annual meeting, and took a week to get to Sydney, Peter, and that was 10 days ago.
Oh, grief.
Yeah, it's the overnight service is getting a little over week service. So we've actually advanced our Christmas promotion because of that. Last year we had, we shipped stuff out like around the end of the first week of December. Some people didn't get it until after Christmas. It was brutal.
Yep. So you've got to be aware of that. And I mean, I couldn't think of a better gift, really, quite frankly.
Well, you know what? A lot of our members, and they tell us, like when you go away and you have your neighbor check on your house, feed your dog, kids water the garden, well, you can't give him a bottle of wine, but those are the types of people that love to get a nice bottle of organic wine as recognition for what they've done. And it's great because people are very busy and they've got all sorts of people like this on their maybe their paper boy got I mean mailman goes out of his way to do something and whatever, nice bottle of wine just with a little bow on it and a paper bag, is great for that type of gift. And it saves you having to run around the store thinking about what you're going to give to
Yeah, well,
people.
I couldn't think of a better gift, mate, because they in turn can use that wine perhaps at a Christmas dinner with the family.
Exactly. And no headaches, Peter, and no chemicals. So
That's
those
right.
15 carcinogens and endocrine disruptors that are in the average bottle of a wine, according to PETA. So, well, Peter. I better get that pronunciation right. PETA, I guess they call
Peter,
it.
now, not according to me, according to the organization.
Exactly. That's a protection for, no, whatever, environmental treatment of animals, I think it is. I believe it's protection and environmental.
They
No,
must have been on my
ethical
bus.
treatment of, yeah, ethical treatment of animals, Peter.
Yeah, they must have been on my bus and seen a few of the animals that are on there.
Yeah, well, you wonder why they're testing wine, because maybe they consider the human race to be, an animal species that needs protection from itself,
In some cases, I think that's pretty close to the truth.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So anyway, yeah, you can't give a nicer gift because, we've talked time and time and time again what a glass of wine does for your health, Peter.
Yeah, it does.
And makes you live longer, makes you healthier, helps your heart, helps dementia, helps on and on and on and on, high in antioxidants. Organic wine, up to 100% higher, tests always over 50% higher in the things that we're looking for in food, the antioxidants, vitamins, and all those. Well, one day we should actually list the antioxidants that there are people. There are hundreds of them. And each food, some of them are quite common, of course, like vitamin C, vitamin E, but a lot of the antioxidants, flavonoids and resveratrols, and that, some of them only come in particular fruits. Certainly they're in grapes. And there's one, of course, in tomatoes, lycopene, that are very, very good for you. But there are hundreds and hundreds of them, Peter, and that's why having a bit of a varied diet with fruits and vegetables is an extremely good idea because, you're getting a wider selection of those antioxidants.
Which doesn't hurt, mate. I mean, it keeps you well and truly informed, doesn't it?
It does, and it's even. We always used to say, Peter, that the darker the vegetable or the fruit, the better it is for you. And it is true. They're much, much higher in antioxidants when you're talking blueberries and raspberries, spinaches, and all those very dark fruits and vegetables. But a few of the whiter vegetables, and of course, I forget what the fellow's name was, but his diet was you don't put anything in your mouth that's white.
Oh, there's a line there, but I'm staying right away from it.
Exactly. And so he was discounting everything from, potatoes to apples to bananas to, you name it. And it is true, a lot of those fruits, unless you're active, like bananas, you can get potassium out of spinach, which is much better for you.
Sure.
But if you're an athlete, banana is good because it brings in a lot of carbohydrates and other stuff. But potatoes have got a few things in them. They've been undergone some rehabilitation over the last period of time as well. So you know, it's not as good for you as sweet potato or any of those foods like carrots and that have beta carotene, because you need beta carotene to get vitamin A into your body, Peter.
Right.
And you don't get that out of potatoes. So, but anyway, I think variety is it, Peter. You know, just make sure that whatever you're eating, you don't overdo it, on, especially not French fries that have been cooked in oil and salt.
Oh, mate, please. You know, I'm so pleased I've got an air fryer, and it does meat and everything so well, and all the rubbish falls into the tray below, and you're not eating that. You know, it's really good. Maybe we've got to get – there's several ways people can get these orders to you.
Yes, they can give us a call here at 0265745275, or they can go online, acellawines.com.au. And especially if you're remote, we've been most of our friends and partners that we have in remote places like Alice Springs and Perth and Western Australia, other areas, try and get in fairly early because they know it's going to be an issue at this time of the year shipping. So we do have for our non-friends and partners, we have a Christmas pack available as well. And you can see that, I think, on our Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, we made the offer through Facebook, I believe. But you can always, right now, because we're doing our members and organic partners Christmas packs, if you sign on right now, Peter, you can get the special Christmas discount for friends and partners. But you have to join, become a partner or a friend of a seller, which commits you to a couple of 9 packs a year. But the discounts right now are absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, you mentioned those at the beginning of our chat this morning, and I thought, seriously?
Yeah, no, it's really, really good, Peter. And we'd rather see our members drinking stuff that we know is good for them, Peter, at Christmas time. And people do tend to imbibe a bit, but I tell you what, there's no feeling like having overeaten and overdrank. You know, I had too much to drink, getting up the next morning and feeling absolutely top of the world, Peter. Mm. And you don't get that unless you're going to drink organic wine or drink organic beer or something that doesn't have the residuals of those herbicides and pesticides and fungicides.
Mate, we've done that quite often, haven't we?
We took us a while to learn our lesson, Peter, but, you know. We're slow learners.
Sure was, mate. Listen, lovely to catch up with you too, by the way.
Yeah, great. Okay, Peter, we'll catch up with you next week.
You sure will.